Next up, we've got the Panna Cotta Army, Leaving L.A.
I'm leaving L.A. Said my few goodbyes today. I'm heading up to San Jose. They say the air is clean. I'm not running away, but I've got no reasons left to stay.
This is pretty. It's lush, it's full, it's mellow, it's well produced, and it would not be out of place in the waiting room of a dentist's office in the late 60s. I think my favorite part of the song is the clean guitar solo. Like, it fits perfectly, and it's just so nice and articulate. It's like perfectly precise in both attack and timing, like it was recorded in a studio by a famous session musician or something. The song's got like the soft dreamlike quality about it, and like a dream, I quickly forget it when it's over. The song's very well done. There are soft horns and organs and strings in all of the right places, like it was meant to be a hit on an AM radio landscape that no longer exists. I'm very impressed by it, but it does not move me. You know, if I could suggest one change that I think might help would be, you know, something lyrically that provides a darker, grittier counterbalance to the sparkly, clean polish and vibes of the music. You know, somehow lyrically bring it to a darker, messier place than is implied by the music.
I feel like this is filling a void that was left by Jimmy Buffett. And, you know, some people are really upset about that void. I hate to say that I'm not. I feel like Jimmy Buffett did some really great things. And I feel like the time for Jimmy Buffett is over. I know I could get so much hate for saying that. But in all honesty, this is delightful in its own way. It's charming. It's got squeaky clean production. We can't argue that. And that guitar solo is really cute. And the trumpet, I love the trumpet detail. It sounds so close to real, it almost puts me in the uncanny valley. But, you know, my biggest qualm is that this thing is just dripping with cheese, kind of like the mac and cheese I made for my dad's dinner last night. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going to say a lot of the things that you folks have already said. I think this is like a Burt Bacharach B-side, and that is both good and bad. I mean, Bacharach did some of the best, catchiest, most insightful songs ever composed, but, you know, like most artists, I imagine he made a ton of music that never got airplay because it didn't really hit. And you know, when you're being judged against around 30 other songs, you really need to hit. This is good quality album filler. It's well composed and expertly arranged, but not something that radio stations would want to waste airtime on, I thought. You know, it's also another road trip song, and there's a few of those in this list. Impressive, but didn't really make a mark.